the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Chance the Rapper has removed his 2015 collaboration with R. Kelly, Somewhere in Paradise, from several streaming services, including Spotify, Apple Music, and Tidal. The rapper made the decision to pull the song after appearing in the docuseries Surviving R. Kelly. Chance admitted in the series that he made a mistake recording the song. He said it's still available on YouTube and his personal SoundCloud page, though.
I get that all these people are pulling stuff, but also at the same time, it's like, is that really that big of a deal? You're pulling a song? Like, how much money is that stream or download bringing in?
Well, I saw that a friend of mine in radio said that it's still over like 150 radio stations are still playing his music, and that's not a ton. But
I mean, like, if they're pulling every the music stream, online,
every stream, it generates money for him. That money's going towards, you know, allegedly housing all these women in this cult and keeping them hostage and all that kind of stuff. So that's why every dollar counts, is kind of how people are feeling about it. Also, due to the controversy surrounding the release of Surviving R. Kelly, A$AP Rocky made clear that he is not going to do anything that can be construed is sexually inappropriate. So that is why he recently turned down two female fans' requests for a kiss on the cheek. In a video on social media, he said, "It's too much R. Kelly stuff going on right now. No kisses on the cheek tonight. Shout outs to these beautiful young ladies. Y'all get home safe, okay?"
I want to apply that out there too to any Joe and Alex Show listener. I'd love to meet you, but no kisses.
During her podcast on Tuesday, Anna Faris talked about the recent engagement of her ex-husband Chris Pratt and Katherine Schwarzenegger.
"Sweet Chris, my ex, got engaged to Catherine today, and I'm so happy for them. I knew that it was going to happen, and I love her, and I love him, and I'm just so happy that they found each other. And I so subscribe to the idea of, like, expanding, like, family and love, and with Jack."
And she, I haven't met her, but
no,
she seems lovely. You said she's amazing.
Yeah.
Why are you playing crazy music?
Because she doesn't mean that.
Yeah, she
you
does.
You think she really... lovely Pat. I'm so happy for... No, you don't. You want him to die.
It seems like they kind of stayed friends. I kind of believe it.
I mean, that'd be nice if they did, but I don't.
Fitness buff Jillian Michaels fired back at Al Roker, Andy Cohen, and Vinny from Jersey Shore after they criticized her for slamming the keto diet. Jillian was on TMZ Live to address the feud with celebs who attacked her for speaking out against the high-fat, low-carb weight loss craze. Roker blasted Jillian as a bully, and Cohen called her a jackhole of the day on his show Watch What Happens Live.
I mean, look, here's the bottom line. You know, if we're going to talk about Al Roker and the Jersey Shore guy and Andy Cohen, I mean, I would say, why don't we behave like adults? You know, we don't need a name call. We don't need to have personal attacks. If we're going to have a debate about keto, let's have a debate about keto. But of course, when I invited them to do that, you know, both ran away with their tail between their legs, and I haven't heard a word since in days.
Former child star Macaulay Culkin is talking about his friendship with Michael Jackson and his complicated family life. He said in his mind, people only think there's something odd about it because Jackson was the most famous person in the world. As for the age gap, he said, "I was a peerless person. Nobody else in my Catholic school had even this much idea of what I was going through. And he was the kind of person who'd been through the exact same thing and wanted to make sure that I wasn't alone." He said that the singer was hilarious, sweet, and funny. He said that they would often prank call people. He said he was blanking hilarious. He was charming, funny, and silly. "For me, it's so normal and mundane. I know it's a big deal to everyone else, but to me, it was a normal friendship."
What do you think Michael Jackson's like? "Hey, is your refrigerator running? You better go catch it."
I don't know, man. Crazy stuff. I'm excited about that Michael Jackson documentary that's coming out to see what's going to be on that. But Macaulay Culkin has always maintained that nothing inappropriate happened between them. But just because somebody didn't necessarily do anything with you that was inappropriate doesn't mean that they haven't done anything with anyone else. That's all I'm going to say. And coming up in less than an hour, this artist is now suing her dad.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
All right, don't go anywhere. We got so much going on here in the next 30 minutes here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. We're going to have your chance to qualify for the trip to the 61st Annual Grammy Awards. Just announced Alicia Keys is going to be the host. And just for getting qualified, we'll hook you up some digital downloads of some Grammy-nominated artists. But coming up next, she's found herself. At least we hope. She's been gone for a year, but she's back. Liv the Web Girl was on vacation. And boy, some things got awkward, some were embarrassing, some things went wrong. We're going to hear what happened with her and also hear your stories about things that just went terribly wrong next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.